WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily, your daily dose of no excuses mental toughness. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real. Life can feel like a constant race against the clock these days. Deadlines piling up, notifications pinging every few seconds, that never-ending to-do list. It's enough to make anyone want to scream into the void, right? But here's the thing, you don't have to surrender to chaos. You can actually find that inner peace amidst the madness. And trust me, it's worth fighting for. Today we're diving deep into stress management and how to cultivate a sense of calm even when life throws its curveballs. Because, let's face it, who wants to be constantly on edge? We all deserve a little tranquility, a little space to breathe, right? So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful tools to help you navigate the craziness and find your zen. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change the game. Number 1, become aware of your stressors. Sounds obvious, right? But sometimes we just plow through life on autopilot, reacting without truly understanding what's pushing our buttons. Take a moment each day to reflect. What situations or thoughts consistently leave you feeling drained and overwhelmed? Identifying them is the first step to breaking free from their grip. Number 2, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming some mystical guru meditating on a mountaintop. It's simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises throughout your day. Take 5 deep breaths before starting work. Savor each bite of your meal, or simply focus on the sounds around you for a few minutes. Number 3, prioritize movement. Exercise isn't just about sculpting your physique, it's a powerful stress reliever. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that leave you feeling energized and relaxed. Find something you enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, going for a run, dancing like nobody's watching, or even just taking a brisk walk in nature. Number 4, nurture your relationships. Strong social connections are essential for mental well-being. Make time for loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Remember, we're all in this together. And number 5, set healthy boundaries. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. It's okay to protect your time and energy. You deserve it. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of obligations? Like there's simply not enough time in the day? You know that feeling when you're running from one meeting to another, juggling emails, and trying to squeeze in a workout, all while desperately craving a moment of peace? I get it, we've all been there, but imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, tackle your tasks with focus and clarity, and find yourself genuinely enjoying the ride, even amidst the chaos. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to be overwhelmed by her busy schedule. She was constantly stressed, anxious, and felt like she was always playing catch-up. Then, she decided to implement some of these strategies, mindfulness meditation before work, walking breaks throughout the day, and setting firm boundaries with colleagues. She started saying no to extra commitments that drained her energy and focused on activities that brought her joy, like painting and spending time in nature. The result? Sarah not only felt calmer and more centered, but she also became more productive and efficient. She had more energy, clearer thinking, and a newfound appreciation for the present moment. Remember, folks, stress management isn't about eliminating all stressors from your life. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to handle them effectively. By incorporating these strategies into your daily routine, you can cultivate inner peace, even amidst the whirlwind of modern life. Take a moment now to think about one small step you can take today to start managing your stress better. Maybe it's practicing 5 minutes of mindful breathing, taking a short walk outside, or simply saying no to an unnecessary commitment. Whatever it is, commit to it right now and make it happen. Share your thoughts with me on social media, let me know what resonates with you, and join the conversation. Remember, finding inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. And together, we can navigate this crazy world with grace and resilience. See you in the next episode, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.